I'm live.
We are back. We're both live.
Beautiful.
And in living color.
And gnats. A bunch of gnats.
Yeah. They're nasty this year. What's up with that?
Get your glass.
I think it's all the rain. I have no idea.
Dude,
but
it's the nastiest.
They are horrible this year.
Dude, I've got a gnat in my whiskey. You fucking cocksucker.
Yeah, it's protein. Glad two of us at least think alike.
Yep.
No, like me and Amber were talking about getting a different screen door for the back patio.
See that fucker? Yep. And it's a big one.
Yeah. He might have been. Oh my god.
Died from alcohol poisoning.
I think they were fucking in my whiskey. Look at the size of that damn thing, dude.
Well, I mean, maybe
what
you got.
What the fuck is like? It's happening as I can't pull them up fast enough. Jesus, there's a third one.
What's great is they're ignoring his glass.
Yeah, they're nowhere near me.
Well, at least I'm gnat free at the time.
At the moment.
Give it 5 minutes. Fuck.
Yeah, so we're trying a new whiskey, Bellmead. Pre-prohibition, sour mash, bourbon. Well, actually, I guess if it's sour mash, it's not a bourbon, it's whiskey.
Yeah.
That's Jack Daniel's sour mash.
I will tell you this, it is very strong.
It is 90 proof. So, I mean, it's a little more. I mean, it's only 10 over like normal everyday run of the mill whiskey, which is usually 80 proof.
It has a very strong smell.
Well, not say it's bad.
Well, you know,
cuz we've had some that have been bad. Like straight bad,
yeah,
bad.
Yeah. We've had some that were
undrinkable. We have both bought some.
Yeah, no, straight up just unfucking drinkable.
Undrinkable, for yeah. sure. This is not undrinkable.
I like it, to be honest.
Yeah.
I'm good with it.
Not going to be something I'm ever going to try to endeavor into again. Ew.
But at the same time, you know, I do like a little bit on the stronger side of whiskeys. I don't mind the burn. This one doesn't even really burn me.
Oh, this definitely burns me.
Oh,
for
the
sure.
smell burned me. I was like, well, nope.
You know,
it's not bad, though. It's not.
Taste.
Speaking of burn, though, it might just be because I did the crawfish bowl this week. Or this last weekend for Kismet?
Yeah, how'd that go?
You know, I was breathing in all the cayenne and the seasoning.
How'd that go?
Oh, it turned out awesome, man. Did a great job. I really liked it. I enjoyed it.
You can have it.
I don't even eat crawfish.
No, I hate crawfish.
I don't eat them.
What a waste of time.
I eat crab.
I'll do crab before crawfish any damn day.
Well, we discussed this last week.
Yep.
But no, like me and Amber, we want to get another screen door, or a screen door, sorry. We used to have that screen mesh thing on the back door. Now, she wants a screen door. I like it, the idea.
I like
the mesh
thing. Put
a dog door on it.
What was wrong with the mesh thing?
The mesh thing was cool, but like with an actual legit screen door, we can open the inside door and have a dog door on that screen door.
Yeah.
And then Nick's can go in and out, and the cats can come in and out.
Some of the screen doors nowadays, at least, you can probably have the dog door as one part, and you can also have a screened-in section with a window pane, so you can actually leave the door open for light. Because, like, I grew up with those kind of screen doors, where it was metal at the bottom, and there was an actual glass pane that went up
right,
and down.
And you could slide it up and down and open the vent. This one is, like, the ones that I've been looking at are wood, legitimate screen door.
Okay.
Now, it's got nice wood
How
work.
How the fuck did this house not come with a screen door already built in?
Because it's not a poor neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's kind of like, honestly, I mean, I joke
with
Amber.
We have a screen door on an apartment.
I joke with Amber, but that's
the patio door.
Yeah. Well, what do you think that is? Before it was a giant deck, it was a patio.
Yeah, but we don't have like
a
sliding glass
window. Yeah, it wasn't a sliding glass. You would find that on a sliding glass door, but not so much on a normal, unless you wanted to pay extra for it.
And honestly, I don't think they really offer it. I mean, when I joke with Amber about it, and legitimately, I'm just joking. This is the same thing I tell her when she's like, let's go to Walmart. I'm not that poor. But I want a screen door. We're not that poor. Screen doors are what goes knocking and fly off in tornadoes. But no, joking aside, I would like to actually have something there. that we can just
for sure,
because early spring, fall,
it's the best time of the year. Most absolutely
of, most just of the winter,
keep the gnats out, keep the mosquitoes out, keep the flies out.
You're talking about some of the things that, yeah, they're annoyances, but I'm talking about keeping the yellow jackets out, keeping the red wasp out.
Oh well, yeah,
because I've already killed like four of those in my house.
Oh damn,
just this spring. Yeah dude,
they, no shit,
yeah, because we'll leave the door open in the mornings, dog runs out here, she yeah, plays the yeah, cats come out, they sit up on the handrail and they watch all the birds chirping, you know. It's nice, but that's the side effect, is I end up with gnats like kind of buzzing around the trash and yellow jackets in my game room. I'm not allergic to them. I don't want to get stung by them, but
no.
I will say this. When me and Daniel were going to the gym every day, I got stung by a yellow jacket in my forearm. That was the biggest my forearm had been all year. Come on back, bro. I can deal with the pain just a little bit. Let's get a little bit of that swelling going on.
That's bad.
But it was my left forearm, so it was okay because nobody is asking questions because I'm right-handed. It just swelled up just enough to match my right.
I don't know,
man.
Well,
this weather has just been freaking crazy, though. I'm about tired of the rain, but I'm at the same time.
I'm tired of the rain for sure.
I say that, but we drove down to Schulenburg for Daniel's baby shower. That's probably the greenest I've ever seen that drive between here and Houston.
Well,
like between here and Houston, LaGrange and all that, it's normally just like rolling wheat fields of brown dead. And it is green and pretty, and those, I mean, it's just gorgeous down.
Yeah, that'll last until the rain stops, and then give it another
Yeah, and then we'll be in 4 years of drought again, right?
Yeah.
So, like, what are you going to do?
I'm just tired of it being wet. Everything is so wet.
I don't, yeah.
Dude, these gnats are kicking my, dude, I'm getting destroyed over here.
There's a finite amount, so at some point in time, they'll stop.
Is it off that I need?
Well, I don't know. I wouldn't spray it in your drink, but, you know.
Jesus.
Spray it on you, they might go away.
The gnats apparently like this Bell Mead, but.
I think that's a really fine whiskey, my friend.
Mm.
But, you know.
Not something I'm going to partake in again.
Okay. More for me.
There you
more
go.
More for you.
More for me.
The so, gnats love it, man, I'll tell you that.
Have you had anybody, like, so freaking utterly pissed off about this whole fucking heartbeat law?
I'm disgusted by it.
I mean. 100%. I don't give a fuck, but...
Bro,
let
me explain something to you. At no time does the government have any purview over my body.
Oh, I 100% agree.
I don't care what it is. The government does not decide what happens to my body. End of story.
I 100% agree. And that's the proper way to go about that argument, because I see so many females are like, man can't write law over a woman's body. A man shouldn't be discussing or determining what's...
Fuck off.
Have you looked at our House of Representatives in Texas, our senators that make up the Senate in Texas? Not our senators in the federal government. Our senators here that represent us. It's a roughly 50-50 mix of men and women, and it has to have a majority vote to pass, which means it ain't a man, just one single dude. No, there's one guy that signs that shit into law. What's he going to do? Veto it, and it comes right fucking back to him?
Aren't the Republicans the party of smaller government?
Supposed to be.
Isn't that what it's supposed to be?
Supposed to be. Yeah, yeah. It's
less, yet you want to tell me what I can and cannot do to my body?
Well,
go fuck yourself. Again, I'm not having any part of that
bullshit.
It's
the same thing that we said that I said last week was, dude, if you go extreme in one direction.
Dude, I'm not having it.
You're going to have people that go extreme in the other direction.
I can't. I am so opposed to this shit. It's painful.
I don't think the government should be telling anybody what they can and can't do with their bodies. I don't think that the government should be able to tell you what you can.
I agree 100%.
Yep. But so, what comes across on this one?
Here's my example. Let's say I get ALS or Lou Gehrig's.
Lou Gehrig's is ALS.
Dementia. Whatever you want.
Alzheimer's.
Whatever you want. I want the
terminal
ability
cancer.
To call Jack Kevorkian and say, hey, bruh, give me a hot shot and let me go out on my own terms.
Why do you even according call Kevorkian? I mean, it's
just anybody.
Oh, I don't know anybody.
Any MD. An MD.
Any MD. Yes.
That can put me to sleep.
Yes. Hey, bro. I want a
give
hot
shot. Give me a cocktail.
I want a hot shot. Just give me a hot shot. Let me go out in a high. And we're all good.
So you want some fentanyl?
I want whatever gets me out on, I'm going to ride right the waves, baby.
Cloud nine.
Yep.
So here's the thing. Here's the thing. My mom passed away from lung cancer. Whenever it got to the point that they had determined that there's nothing more medically that they could do for her, they moved her into hospice care.
Right.
Where basically she rode out on a high. She was on heroin and just basically they kept her comfortable, but it kept
Klonopin.
Her. May have been Klonopin.
It was Klonopin.
But
yeah.
Regardless of what it was.
It's medical heroin. Yeah.
Yeah. Essentially, you kept my mom
good
going out, not
oh,
in
she
pain,
was having
not
a,
suffering.
She was having a heyday, bruh.
She was asleep. For
pretty
most
much.
Of it.
But she but, was, that her dreams were awesome.
Oh, I don't doubt it.
I promise.
I don't doubt it.
But apparently, why is it, if you're a Republican, you're not allowed to do that.
Bullshit.
That's the point of this bill.
No,
this
the
bill
point of
says
the,
that you can't. You're not in control, can control of your own body.
No, what that bill, and see, this is where, like, when it comes to things like abortion, you got to be careful about how you toe that line. Because, one, it strikes emotion in people, yeah. And everybody gets all up in arms, especially women, where women are like, I don't want to, you know, whatever. But at the end of the day, the it's a gray area. And that's where everybody wants to play. They want to be in those gray areas, and that's what they want to, you know, get people emotionally involved. And then you have identity politics, and they go, well, you can't do that if you're a Republican, or you can't do that if you're a Democrat.
It's so stupid.
But here's the thing. I think, honestly, in my opinion,
I'm voting Libertarian the next election.
I think about 80% of people are Libertarian.
I'm voting Libertarian next election. I'm voting for comic Dave Smith. He's a Libertarian. He's fantastic. He is all about liberty.
I mean, that's all. I want to be free to do what I want with myself. Like, if I decide I want to come home and smoke a bowl, what the fuck does the government have any control over
exactly.
me smoking a bowl? If
yes.
I want to come home and shoot on heroin.
Yes. Yeah. 100%.
But here's the caveat.
Legalize
to that.
All of it.
And here's the caveat from a libertarian standpoint. I'm not supporting you. If you're going to go do that to your fucking body, that's on you.
Yeah, it's on you.
I am not paying for anything.
No, absolutely not.
None of it.
Absolutely not.
If
that's
you
want to
get
problem.
Off on it, that's your problem.
That's
you
a
want,
you problem.
If you got hooked on it and you want to get off, that's your problem.
That's a you problem.
Don't come to me.
Yeah, don't ask me for help dealing with it.
But at the same time, I completely agree.
That's an interesting thought. I like that. It's an interesting thought.
But
I'll have to think about that.
And it's the same thing with... When it comes down to abortion and where the argument and the emotional attachment comes in is when is what you did to your body. Because I'm not saying that you can't have an abortion. Personally, I don't care if you do. I would like to be able to abort your child for you up to the age of 25.
In a lot of cases, yes.
That would help me out so much. If you are a failure as a parent, I should be able to abort your child at any given time. I read this deal the other day, and they're like, hey, do you mind if I bring my kids over? Well, I don't know. Are they dicks? Well, you probably shouldn't really refer to kids as dicks. You know how I know that you're not a good parent? Because you say that I shouldn't refer to your kid as dicks. And I've been around kids. I've been around kids in pretty much every situation that there can be thought of. There are good kids, and there are kids that are dicks.
Dicks.
And if your kids are fucking dicks, I need to be able to abort your fucking child for you. All that, back, train up a little
bit.
It's
a joke. It's a joke. Come on.
Here's where the emotional attachment comes in. And this is where the government thinks that they should be able to be involved. Is it murder or not?
Yeah.
What is life? Because if the government can say that it's illegal for you to shoot somebody, or it's illegal for you to be able to even go to Kevorkian and off yourself, they should be able to say when and where you can end their taxpayers or their future taxpayers' dollars at. And that's really what it boils down to. And I try to explain this to people all the fucking time.
Yeah,
nobody wants
lost.
To listen.
I'm not going to lie to you. You lost me.
No, all it's about is a taxpayer.
You lost me, for sure.
If they want, it's the government. The government doesn't give a fuck about you, me, or anybody else. They care about dollars.
Yes.
And if I force you to have that child, regardless of how that child turns out, it's going to pay taxes. The federal government's going to have to give me money to incarcerate it.
Oh, going to have my to give me God. Money to... You and Sam Tripoli. Holy fuck.
No, I'm just saying that's what it's about. And then it's also about workers. It's another person to go into the
workforce. Well, right now, they're just paying people to sit on their ass and do nothing still.
Well, as long as I can pay you to do that, then certain, some side's winning at something. I mean, printing money, inflation, just putting us in a fucking shithole.
I mean, there's more people on unemployment that could actually go out and get a job, but they're making not. More money on unemployment, yeah. So why the fuck would they?
My nephew was one of those people. He's like, dude, he was working at Academy.
Dude, that's going to fix itself.
He got laid off, and of course, they went on the COVID thing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was getting $600 a week.
Dude, that's like, going to fix itself. Have you seen?
Dude, I got a pay raise. A massive
Have you
raise.
Seen where like McDonald's is offering an iPad if you last 6 months at $15 an hour? And they still can't get people.
I'll pick that up as a side job. I'll take an iPad.
That's what I'm like. What the fuck are we talking about?
You ain't even flipping burgers no more. You're just sticking a patty in a fucking little run-through, and it comes out the other side, and you're like, here you go.
Murphy has the $500 sign-on bonus for the summer. The gas station, I mean, the guy that was in there was brand freaking new.
They're probably paying $8 an hour.
Yeah, I ain't doing shit for $8 an hour.
No, I'm not either.
I won't even do this for $8
probably
an hour.
They're probably at 12.
The only reason I show up here
Good
is
joke.
The only reason I show up here is because we got alcohol. I tell you what. If you
joke.
Need a problem solving motherfucker,
God
you got enough
it.
Alcohol.
We can write a comedy sketch on this, Brent.
You got enough alcohol? I will show the fuck up. And I will unfuck your shit. Buy me a bottle of whiskey a day. We'll call it even.
I am so disgusted living in this state. About this, if it has a heartbeat, it's illegal. Go
that's
fuck yourself.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, you have extremists on both ends because you have states on the East Coast right now. The baby can be born and you can abort it.
What?
No.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yes. I'm not fucking around. Look,
dude.
It up. You can
first
abort
trimester.
The child. You can abort
first
the
trimester.
Child
that's it. We're done
at birth.
No.
Jesus.
Yes. New York. New York's
no.
one of them. Yes.
There's no way that's
yes.
true. There's no way that's
Google
true.
Google it. Google it, Jamie.
I'm not. We don't have a Jamie, dumbass.
I don't have my
Jamie's upstairs working right now.
Yeah.
There are states on the West
no.
Coast or on the East Coast
no.
right now that you can't abort
well, that's
a child
ridiculous.
All the way up until
I
birth.
Will say that that is ridiculous.
That's
100%.
Kind of, yeah.
That's what
that's,
I'm saying. If you go extreme in one
jackass.
Direction,
that's
you're going to get jackass in another direction.
Yeah.
If you're saying that you can abort a child all the way up until birth, you're going to have other states that go in the full opposite direction and go, at a heartbeat, you're done.
In the same token.
And that's 6 weeks.
In the same token.
I don't agree with the six weeks. I don't agree with the trimesters.
Hell, some people
all
don't
I'm saying
even
is,
know they're pregnant at 6 weeks.
Exactly. But what I'm saying is, if it's a situational thing, I had sex with this dude, we were both
how
drunk.
How about I got raped?
Rape is a whole... rape is another thing. Hey,
see.
The baby came down, is diagnosed with all these different mental disorders.
Yeah.
It needs
yeah.
to be aborted. It's after 6 weeks. There should be a doctor that'd be able to check off some boxes. I haven't researched the whole law to understand if
right.
that's even part of it.
You and me both.
I would assume. I would assume.
That, oh, that's a big butt sake.
That well, there was a woman that introduced the bill. So I would assume that she would think of these things, but the government's fucking retarded.
Oh, they're
so probably
ridiculous.
Not. But that's what I would say. It's like, look. If you're in a committed relationship, you're, you know, whatever, and you get pregnant, 6 weeks, no. First trimester, yes.
Yes.
You can draw the line at the first trimester because
I said
now
the first
I know,
trimester.
Now I know, and I have time to make my decision on whether or not I want to
yeah.
keep the child.
Yes.
But there has to be other. There has to be other doors in there.
What's wrong with that, though?
There's nothing wrong with that.
I think
yeah.
that's fine.
Because I think if you're in the second trimester, if you
you've already made the decision to keep the child or not. Yes.
Yeah. And
the first
honestly,
one gives you time.
First off, you shouldn't be writing laws about that shit to begin
with. I think it's Roe v. Wade. I think it's first trimester.
Roe v. Wade is...
I think it's first trimester.
If you start getting into all of that shit, it's a whole nother ball game. But here's the thing.
RBG, baby. Rest in peace.
At the end of the day, it's not anybody who should be telling anybody what they should be doing with their fucking bodies.
And the fact that we have to go through the courts to do it is ridiculous.
And here's the other thing.
Yes!
If you're going to tie that, here's the thing. If you're going to tie the fact that she's pregnant and now has a heartbeat and she can't abort it, we need to start talking about child support laws. Because, bitch, go fuck yourself.
Fuck and yes.
If you now have to have that child, or you chose to have that child,
that's not a me problem.
And you can't provide a home for it?
That's not a me problem.
Give me the baby.
That's a you problem.
Give me the baby.
Yes.
I'm tired of seeing men get fucked over.
Yes.
Because you bitches out there go out there and spread your fucking legs. You get pregnant. You go, no, I'm going to keep the baby. And then think, I'm going
to
be on the hook for fucking $2,500 for the rest of my, for the next 18 years?
We did not agree to that. That's not the agreement.
No.
Some poor schmuck could just go have a one-nighter and the bitch gets knocked up and...
Now, yeah, I'm on the hook for $1,800 to $2,500 a fucking month for 18 years.
Yep.
I'm not making your house payment. Fuck you,
bitch. That's not the agreement that we made.
And here's the other thing, though. I don't even care if you're married and you had kids and you got divorced. She shouldn't automatically just get custody because she's got tits.
Yep. Fuck no.
Why is it that... Hey, I make more money. I have a better house. I have vehicles. I can provide for myself and my family. And now all of a sudden, because she's a female, she gets custody and
I'm on
the hook for $1,800
Hell no.
Well, she's got to be able to have a place.
No.
I don't need to pay for her to have a place to live. If she can't afford her own home
then she
and her own
get
vehicle
a job.
And her own insurance and her own gas and all her own shit, it ain't up to me to pay for that hoe.
Mm-hmm.
She decided to leave. Take your hoe ass shit and leave. And don't expect me to pay you for your hoe ass shit. If my children need something, I will take care of my children. Have my children come to me and ask me for it. How about I just take care of my kids?
Instead of the government.
And if you
going,
can get your hoe
I'm
ass out of being a hoe, you can come and visit the children.
How about the government gets out of all this business?
You can't.
It's not a government business.
That part of it, you really can't because there's a bunch of deadbeat assholes on both sides of the fence that
it's not
won't pay.
A government business.
It shouldn't be.
It shouldn't be a
but
government
But somebody's got to make sure that these kids are getting taken care
Let
of.
Let the states handle that.
That's the state Let government the is the one that is handling it.
That's who is
In Texas, you have to pay the Texas AG. You pay the attorney general and he funnels your money
who
out.
Who is the Texas AG? Is that Dan Kim? Patrick?
It was Kim Paxton at one point.
I thought it was Dan Patrick.
Only Dan Patrick
God forbid
I know.
We need a goddamn young Jamie on this
the
show.
The only Dan Patrick I know is a horrible, horrible freaking radio host.
He's not horrible.
I mean, I'd rather hit him with a baseball bat than look at him, but
whatever.
I used to listen to that when we lived in Arizona.
Yeah, I did too. until we found better shit to listen to, we listened to Dan Patrick for a while.
Because I could just put it on the TV and...
Bitch, we started with Jim Rome. You want to talk about something you don't want to listen to? It's Jim fucking Rome.
And us.
Well...
But we're trying to get better than that.
Well, we're way better than Jim Rome. Fuck that dude. Kidding me? Get the fuck out of here.
You see that shit with Julio Jones?
I don't know.
Well, he's saying he's out of... He's out of Atlanta.
Dude, that's been for months.
He actually broke silence and said, no, I'm out.
No, that was on today's show. Yeah.
With Shannon Sharp.
Yep. Who gives? It's been known. Come on.
But they're saying he's going to go to Dallas. I don't know if it's really going to help the team much.
At this point, you have to look at cap space.
At this point, you got to look at coaches.
Why do you think that Aaron Rodgers is not a Denver Bronco right now?
I have no idea. Honestly, because I don't
cap space.
Oh, no. We got the cap space for him.
No. what you don't have. So what it's we called
cap space, and we got the draft
when's
picks.
The new NFL year start? June 1st or 4th?
Yeah, we got like $40 million in cap space.
Well, the problem is if you trade them now, it'll be a $30 million cap hit, dead cap hit on Green Bay.
Yeah,
and they're like, I can't afford that bullshit. So it's not going to happen until June. June is when the Aaron Rodgers sweet space begin.
Sweepstakes?
I can't speak. That was the worst fucking whiskey ever.
Yeah, it's called being drunk.
It's drinks with wings. What do you expect?
It's what we're supposed to be doing, right? Yeah, and no, I get it. I don't personally give a shit about Aaron Rodgers becoming a Denver Bronco or not. And yes, I am a Denver Broncos fan, but I don't personally really like the guy too much. I mean, don't get me wrong. I'd like to win another championship. He would be a real quick fix to a bad problem that we have. Defense is already somewhat on point, and then we picked up Surtain. That'll fill some holes, and then they actually picked up a couple of defensive players.
Oh, dude, you're going to be a beast on defense for sure.
Yeah, I mean, and defense wins championships as long as the offense can move the football a little bit. But I need freaking, oh, man, what's my dude out of freaking A&M?
I'm right there. Give me a second.
Yeah, I'll figure it out.
I'll get there. I'll figure it out.
I'm horrible with names. Like, really horrible with names.
As horrible as me throwing a ball?
Yeah, well, no, I'm not that bad. You're sitting
literally
in front of the rail. And did not get it over the rail.
Yep.
And get it into the yard.
This is so... Oh, Jesus. Here she goes. There you go.
Hey. So, for those of y'all who have been to my house, he's sitting on the couch. Tossed it backwards. Hit the rail. The armrest.
Yes.
Whatever.
Well, that was fantastic. And she came back with it. What do you know?
But yeah, But Julio Jones going to Dallas.
Not going to happen.
Even if it did.
Not going to happen.
Even if it did. I don't think it's going to really make a difference.
I don't either. And they don't have the cap space, so it's not going to happen.
I mean, he's got weapons. He's got receivers.
Who, Dak?
Yeah.
Amari Cooper.
He's got weapons.
Lamb, I think. Lamb?
Sure.
I don't follow Texas shit. I'm a Chicago Bear fan. Fuck all of them.
I don't follow the Dallas Cowboys either, but...
Fuck them.
I don't...
I hope they lose.
I don't think they would go any... I don't think they're going to get any better than first, maybe second round of the playoffs where they sit right now. I say they go out first round. Maybe second. Ezekiel Elliott don't run worth a shit.
Dude,
he got paid and he quit fucking playing.
Overweight piece of shit. I don't think they make the playoffs, dude. At least in my heart, I hope they don't make the playoffs because they're in
the NFC East? NFC East?
Yeah, they're NFC East, yeah.
They ain't got to play nobody. Giants.
Washington football team.
Are they going to get a name?
Washington football team's got a fucking hell of a defense, bro.
No, they got a semi-decent
team.
They're kind of
set. Like, but you got to be careful with that Washington football team, bro.
Are they going to get a name?
Doubt it.
Are they just going to be the Washington football team forever because we offended somebody?
Yep.
You know what's really funny? It's like everybody's bitching about it, and I don't think I ever heard an Indian actually get pissed off. I don't think I've ever actually heard from any Indian nation on any newscast ever. Much less whether or not the Washington Redskins offended them.
I don't either.
I know I've seen a lot of white women with pink hair and green hair and blue hair bitch about it, but I don't think
woke bullshit.
Ever heard a single person that was of Indian heritage go,
I could be wrong on this, so don't quote me, but the Flora Seminoles, I think that's supported by the Seminole tribe.
Oh, yeah. Florida State?
Yeah.
Florida State Seminoles, yeah.
Yeah. Why hasn't somebody come out in support of Washington Redskins?
I don't know.
Is it that offensive?
I don't think so.
Maybe
but...
they're busy with the casinos?
I'm making some money on blackjack, bitches. I want to pay for my tribe this month. Although I have gotten hung up on some of that freaking the roulette videos on how to make money.
And good really, luck with that.
But all you're really looking for is just to be able to sit at the table for 3 hours and they'll comp you a room for the night. That's all you're trying to do. I didn't even know that was a thing. I did not know that that was a thing.
That's for every table game, bro. Every table game. Blackjack, craps, roulette. Every table game is like that, bro.
Apparently, I've always left way too early.
Oh, for sure.
Because I'll be making money playing on fucking craps, and I'm just like...
Oh, you ain't making no money on playing craps, bro.
I'm up, and I'm out. Oh, shit, dude. I've made over fucking... What's the most I've made?
Bruh,
I made $4,000.
You make your money playing...
I made $4,000.
You make your money playing blackjack, and then you blow it playing craps.
See, I don't make money playing blackjack.
Oh, dude, that's how you make your money, for sure.
Never learned... I know the game, but I've never done the card counting and...
Oh, there's no card counting.
I'll read the books and how to fucking do all the dumb shit.
It's so easy.
I don't get it.
Oh, you make your money on playing blackjack, and you spend your money playing craps. Craps is the funnest game you'll ever play.
Oh,
it's
man.
So
I've
fantastic.
I've always made money playing craps.
I lost all my money. The most I've made playing craps is $225. Where the fuck was that? What's the name of that? Oh, they had the best barbecue plate.
Ellis Island?
Ellis Island, yes.
Was Jason Ellis there?
No. I don't know who Jason Ellis is. Oh, I know who Jason Ellis is from SiriusXM. Yeah.
Used to fight, or wanted to fight, tried to get into it. I don't know if he ever really successfully got into UFC and fighting. I know he wanted to at one point in time. And he was friends with Mayhem.
Is Texas now a legit, like, you don't even have to have a permit to carry?
Yep.
Is that done now?
Yeah.
Yep.
So we're the Wild West?
No.
Legit the Wild West?
No.
You can just carry around a gun.
Oh, yeah. You could always carry around a gun.
To conceal it, you used to have to have a license.
To conceal it, but open carry it, you could always carry around a gun.
I didn't believe that.
Which is what you want to call the Wild West.
But businesses also can put their little signs on there and go, we don't want that in here because we're a bar and we don't want your drunk asses.
No. The bar is, that's state law. That has nothing to do with the bar wanting you or not wanting you. If you're drinking and something goes down, concealed carry license or not, if you have alcohol content in your blood, you're going to go to prison forever.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Concealed,
fuck off. I did not know that.
Concealed carry doesn't absolve you from freaking drinking alcohol. If you have alcohol in your system, a single beer, and you shoot somebody, self-defense or not, you have fun with that.
Oh, fuck off. It's self-defense. It's self-defense.
No.
It doesn't matter. You've been drinking.
You've been drinking alcohol.
Really?
Which is another thing that I think is really fucked up when it comes to the fucking
That's retarded.
Laws. Oh,
is that not retarded?
I'm driving down the road. Yeah, I've had 3 beers. I'm not exactly drunk. You slam on your fucking brakes because you're a stupid bitch that can't drive, and I hit you. Or you pull out in front of me and I hit you. Friend of ours, Alan, driving down 180th Bell Boulevard.
Oh, yeah.
Uber driver pulls out in front of him. He's doing 55, speed limit, not speeding, doing the speed limit. Uber driver pulls out a freaking Cedar Park pub.
Really?
He hits him because they pulled out right in fucking front of him. There was nothing he could do. Guess who gets a DWI and is at fault? I'm not at fault, motherfucker. I was driving. Yes, I'm intoxicated.
How is that?
But that dickhead pulled out in front of me. What do you want me to do? Stone cold sober motherfucker couldn't stop.
Just retarded.
I would have still mowed his ass. What's the difference? He would have been found at fault and not me. But since I have alcohol in my system, you instantaneously get to fuck me? That's discrimination. That's discrimination. Fuck you. That's exactly what it is. That's discrimination. Period.
Yeah, they don't give a shit. If you have any kind of anything in your system, and you're done. Mm-hmm. Period. I mean, Jesus, what?
If I'm sitting at the house with you two, and we're sitting out here doing drinks with Link, and somebody kicks in my fucking front door and I shoot them, I'm going to have a hell of a fucking time in court. Because
bullshit.
You've been drinking alcohol.
On that. I don't give a fuck.
Difference
it's your
is
house.
That, difference is they broke into my home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. But I'm still going to have a hell of a time in court because I have alcohol in my system.
Well, that idiot shouldn't have been breaking in.
Is the heartbeat law, is that Texas?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, no, he just signed that not too long, like 2 weeks ago.
Really?
And for the idiots that keep posting shit that says, if you're 50th in the United States on education, you really don't care about kids, Texas ain't 50th. I don't think we've ever been 50th.
Not even close.
Like New Mexico?
Talk to Mississippi, bruh.
Louisiana?
Talk to Mississippi, bruh.
You do know.
Talk to West Virginia.
West Virginia, Alabama, Mississippi. Yeah, they've all got some.
You know who's actually number one? New Jersey, and that has me questioning things.
Really?
If you rank New Jersey as number one in education, I have questions on this ranking system because I've seen Jersey Shore and what you motherfuckers have to offer. Look, Snooki came from your fucking state. There ain't no goddamn way y'all are number one in
her
anything.
Name is Snooki. I mean, come on.
Ain't no way y'all number one. Not
what are
anything.
We doing, Brett?
Not anything. All right, y'all need to go check this ranking system and how y'all put shit in order.
Apparently, they just handed out the answers and the people could memorize the colored dots.
I don't know. I mean, I've seen where Alaska is last in education. And I'm like, what? Because they only have like 15 people in the whole fucking state? I mean, yeah. What do you expect?
Well, they all get eaten by goddamn grizzly bears. I mean, what do you expect?
They just don't go to school.
Or don't go to school. They learn how to live off the land.
Yeah.
Which, honestly, that's more of an education than most people get in school.
Yeah.
I mean, if I see another kid that doesn't know how to operate a fucking can opener, Jesus Christ, so help me, Lord. Bro, a can opener. This is not complicated.
Oh, but you mean those things are electric now and they do it for you? I haven't had one of those since I was 20.
I gave some friends a P-38.
I don't know what that is.
That is a manual can opener from Vietnam.
Oh, Jesus. church key.
No. The church key is the one that you put the metal sliver in it. And you had the lip.
Yeah.
And you just rolled it all the way around. That was a church key. That's, P-38 is.
That's what I have is what you're describing
That's a P-38. Oh. Or if you have the big one, it's a P-42.
My grandfather always referred to it as a church key.
No, you ain't opening a church with it.
No, you're definitely not opening a church with it, but it was really fantastic for like the condensed milk and shit where you could just poke a hole and then poke the other hole in the side. And
what
are
you doing with condensed milk, by the way?
Yeah.
What are you doing with condensed milk?
Oh, there's not a tourney thing. Condensed milk you make desserts with.
You're baking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Me too.
You're making maybe some banana pudding? Banana pudding does call for condensed milk.
Candy, for sure.
Yeah, I think it was peanut butter fudge that I used that stuff in mostly.
Yeah.
Hey, I like my peanut butter fudge. It's good.
Now you got the Nutella.
Eh.
I've never had Nutella.
Dude, Nutella brownies are shit. Or Nutella fudge. Sorry, not brownies.
I saw one on the internets where they made the brownie in a mug with Nutella. I'm gonna try that. That looks really good,
dude. Hey, so I got drug into this wormhole of shit the other day, like Chef Boyardee, and then
okay. When's the last time you had Chef Boyardee of any form?
Oh, dude, I love his freaking ravioli.
What?
Chef Boyardee ravioli? The beef ravioli? Fuck yeah!
Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, I would nod the shit out of that all day, every day. The deal is, though.
Do you do SpaghettiOs?
Oh, man, I miss SpaghettiOs. Uh-oh, SpaghettiOs. Fuck yeah, man. Dude, Chef Boyardee got me through my freaking childhood.
Oh, my God. That's more disgusting to me than a heartbeat bill against abortion.
So you say, that is one thing that I never, ever ate. I did not. My parents could not get me to eat that or, what was that crap? Hamburger Helper.
Oh, dude. Well, just I got like three boxes of Hamburger Helper in the.
Get the fuck out of here. No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
It has improved.
You do not have Hamburger Helper in that goddamn house.
Oh, yeah.
It's a lot better than it used to be.
I'm calling bullshit on that right now.
Lazy.
It's never been good.
Yeah, it is.
It's wonderful. Disgusting.
Wonderful.
It's a lot better than it used to be in the 80s.
I'm lazy sometimes.
That is so gross. Oh, my God.
Hey, you're also talking to the girl whose parents made, quote, campfire stew. And it was ground beef with sautéed onions and two cans of alphabet soup.
What the fuck is alphabet soup?
A red base soup with alphabet letters in it.
Are you fucking serious?
Oh, yeah.
You've never had alphabet soup?
Fuck no.
As sick as your puny ass is, you've never had
Get
alphabet
the fuck
soup?
Out. Absolutely not.
Oh, you cook it down. It's actually not bad.
Yeah.
Cast iron, man?
I'm not eating it.
Cast iron was great. You just get some white
Dude,
bread.
You won't even eat my ribs. So, I mean, I'm not really judging.
I ate your brisket, you dumbass.
I'm not judging things, whether they're good or bad, based on what you'll eat.
Well, we're not doing taste buds here. So.
I got chicken tenders that have been marinating half the afternoon. Those motherfuckers are going to be phenomenal.
Oh, damn. What'd you marinate?
Chicken tenders.
Well, what'd you
marinate them in? So it was Worcestershire, honey butter, Whataburger honey butter.
Ooh.
And then salt, pepper, garlic, paprika, and...
Are you doing like panko or breadcrumbs?
I'm not doing either one. I'm going to grill it.
Nice.
And then some Italian seasoning. That was the last part.
That'd be good.
You take it, throw it on the grill, grill it up, pull it off, stick it in your face. It's wonderful.
Man, no.
See?
He don't do chicken no more.
Okay.
I'll do chicken before you will.
He won't do ribs.
I'll do ribs. Professor, blow your goddamn mind.
Bullshit. Offered to smoke you a whole rack
Get
of ribs.
Get the fuck out of here. I ate your goddamn brisket. It was like the greatest brisket I've ever had in my goddamn life. It was fantastic.
So why
I will
you
absolutely eat your ribs. 100%.
So when I'm standing in your store and go, do you want me to get you a rack of ribs? And
yes.
Go, no, I'm good.
Well, it depends on what day it is. It depends on where we're at.
And you didn't eat the shit that you told Amber you were going to eat the other day, too.
Bitch, I don't want to hear about it. Fuck you and you.
Be careful with that bitch and fucking you shit. She's pregnant. She's liable to stab you.
I have a question for you. You eat H-E-B potato salad.
The mustard
what
potato
if,
salad.
Really?
It's got to be the mustard one.
What if I made you a custom-made potato salad?
Okay.
You'd eat it?
Yeah.
It's good. It's not good for you, but
good. It's damn sure not good for you. For sure it's not good for you.
Let's just say everything's better with bacon.
I've brought it over here before,
dude,
and you didn't eat it.
Bullshit.
I don't think we brought it over here.
Yep.
If you brought potato salad into my house, it got ate by me.
Bruh, I will
it's
make
like
you
one
the
of the
greatest potato salads you'll ever have in your goddamn life.
That's one of the mainstays in my life. Potato salad. Dude, I even like the macaroni salad from H-E-B.
I've never had it. I'd be willing to try it for sure.
You got some in the refrigerator right now?
I'd be willing to try it for sure.
It's the only white thing that I'll eat.
I'm not a big Mac salad fan.
I mean, I understand that. I get it.
I like Mac salad if I'm doing Hawaiian food.
I do the macaroni salad with a lot of the barbecue that we do.
You ever had Hawaiian food?
Yeah. It's mostly just pork.
No, we'll do the macaroni salad out of the box occasionally, usually with pork
or
something.
That's fake macaroni salad.
Yeah.
It's fake shit.
I mean, we've even buried the whole hog in the ground before.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Yum.
That's fantastic.
Did it on the beach, on Red Beach, actually, in Camp Pendleton.
I bet that came out good.
You took the pig, you wrapped it in banana leaves, and buried it in the sand. And
well, how do you eat it?
You pull it out and you eat it.
No, I mean, how do you heat it?
Oh, the sand heats it. The sun.
What?
The sun, yeah.
What?
Yeah.
There's no fire involved?
You can. It depends. Like, so what you could do is you start a fire and you get a fire going and then you shovel all the coals in and then you put the pig on top or put down a piece of tin and then put the pig on top. But basically, yeah, you can still cover it from that.
That's retarded.
It's good.
I'm not eating that to save my life.
That's what you just said you would eat.
No, I'm not eating that. I don't care what the fuck that is. I wouldn't eat that to save my life. No. What is it?
This is the macaroni salad.
Oh, I'm not eating mac salad now. Fuck off. No way. Nah, not a
He's
chance.
Also in drink mode, so.
I'm drinking. I'm not eating that bulge. Dude, I gotta be in the mood to eat that bulge.
And by the way, we have actually... Thank you, Mags, for that. The Mickey.
Mikey. The Mikey. The what? Mikey.
All I know is it's not on the menu anymore.
The Mikey's not on the menu anymore?
No.
It is not.
Oh, wow.
But if you go, hey, what the hell was that really big sandwich thing that comes in a pizza box? He's like, oh, the Mikey. I can still do that. Like, thank you.
They still have all the stuff to do it. They just, apparently they weren't selling enough of it.
I don't know why, because it's fantastic.
That came down to snowpocalypse, and they couldn't get the ingredients in.
Ah, I got you.
Right? So they couldn't.
Now we're in COVID-19 land, and you still can't get the ingredients.
Yeah, but at least you can walk in there without a mask now.
I've been walking in there all year for
without a mask. I'm gonna put it out there. Have you been vaccinated? Yes or no?
I identify.
I'm sorry, what?
I identify as vaccinated.
That would be a no.
Don't judge me.
Oh, my pronoun. Oh, I'm absolutely judging you.
My pronoun is vaccinated. I'm just. Look, man.
You had too many stabs.
I will
in
say
the military.
This. Bitch, you think I haven't had the same kind of stabs?
Yeah,
I am vaccinated.
Good.
I'm good with it. I'm never doing it again. I'll tell you that.
So when I cough on you, you won't be all hysterical,
I don't
right?
give a good goddamn.
We'll see how good your vaccination is.
I'm going to laminate my vaccination
card. Well, unless you have COVID or something, who gives a shit? It could be a cold that you would catch anyway.
I'm gonna sneeze on him twice.
Why I don't want to go back to the office. It's a petri dish, man. Oh, we're going to keep everything clean. Okay.
No,
you need to fight
no,
that.
No, you're not.
You
it's
need to
gonna
fight
be
that.
Gross.
You need to fight that for sure. Are you getting forced to go back to the office?
I probably will.
Oh, fuck that, dude. No
I
way.
Probably will.
Dude, the point of this pandemic has shown that everybody can work from home just fine.
And the fact that we can work from home. So, I don't know if you ever get on LinkedIn. You ever deal with LinkedIn at all?
I signed up, but I was like, nah.
So, I got on there just because I may or may not be open to job changes.
I'm right there with you.
But one of the things that popped up, that it's generation resignation. That's what they're calling everybody in the workforce right now.
Yeah.
Generation resignation.
Really?
And the reason for it is because they went and interviewed a bunch of people. And I, when I say a bunch, I really don't know. I just saw
We're shooting the shit here. What? Who gives a fuck?
Right. The interview process happened. They did surveys. I don't know how many people chimed in, but it was basically with a lot of Fortune 500 companies. Google, Microsoft, Amazon, things like that.
Map.
And these people basically said, I would forego a $30,000 a year raise in order to be able to stay working from home indefinitely.
Well, sure.
$30,000 is a lot of fucking money.
That's a lot of money. A lot of money.
That's on a yearly basis. That's a lot of money. And to have people that sit there and go, I would give up a $30,000 a year raise. And it was like a 65%.
I'm more productive at home because I don't have people walking up to me and standing behind me while I'm on a phone call trying to ask questions.
Yeah.
Now they have to actually utilize the tools that were built, chats, email.
And you're going to have to wait until I have time to answer you.
Yeah. Or I can be on a phone call and still answer multiple chats at the same time without somebody standing right behind my back where I'm like, dude, back away.
Where they think that they're going to get a quicker answer if I just walk over there.
Yeah.
No, I'm busy.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Productivity has not dropped a significant amount. People working from home, productivity of the workers, as it's been gauged, has not dropped. I think the last time I saw it, we were at like 85%.
And in a lot of cases, it's gone up.
And yeah. And I mean, depending on what world you live in, right? Tech world or...
Yeah. If it's remote support kind of stuff, a lot of it's gone up and people are more willing to work the overtime to get the stuff done than you would be if you're going into the office, because I'm losing 2 hours out of my day in a commute. So no, I don't want to stay till 6.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm not going to get home till 7.
And I get to make more money because I don't have to fill up my gas tank to make that 2 hour commute to get to work.
Yep.
You know, just leave us alone and let people do what they do. But that's why generation resignation has come into play.
Generation resignation.
Because they, especially in Austin's greater area where jobs are booming out the ass, people are like, what are you going to do for me? Oh, well, we'll match what? No. No, you weren't willing to give me a raise the last 2 years. You weren't willing to freaking work with me. Now you're telling me I have to come back to the office. This is a full remote job. They'll give me a $30,000 or $40,000 a year pay raise. And I get to do all my shit from home without having to worry about you. And guess what? You didn't reimburse me for the whole fucking home office that I had to fucking build at my house when y'all said, y'all can't come to the office no more. So now you 100%. Now you want your fucking cake and you want to eat it too. You kiss my ass.
I am down with that.
And with that, are we going to end the podcast?
I think we're going to. It's a good time to end. Look at this.
Oh, it's a big old fuzzy kitty.
Oh.
She is so big.
That's a fat fuck right there.
She's a fat cat, but she ain't happy.
Nope.
Fat fuck wants to run.
No, she
wants no part of this.
She's so pretty. She's like, nope, not having it.
Yep. I'm fat. I'm happy. I'll deal with you later.
All right. She's got those short legs. That's the funny thing.
I know. She's like the cat version of a corgi. Yeah.
Yes. Dude, don't break your freaking laptop. Jesus.
God, that was
damn near did it a second time.
Fuck, I don't know. It's going behind my back. How do I know?
That's staying in the edit.
Well,
that's staying in the edit all day.
All right. Well,
you should see the splat on the laptop screen.
Oh, my God. That's my laptop, Brad.
It didn't break. At least it's just a splat from the ball.
It's a splat.
All right. Well, there's the name of the episode. It's a splat.
God.
Well, we love you fuckers. Keep listening.
Yep.
Yeah, there we go. Good day to y'all.